No, that they debuted Star Trek on TV. Anybody remember what network?
NBC.
NBC. Yeah. The name of the episode was called Man Trap. That was the one that aired on this date in 1966. And then they had a couple of other episodes, and then they came up with this episode, and the censors
at NBC went. Well, of course, this was the 60s.
They went ballistic.
Yeah,
they
went nuts.
Said no. You know, this is an actual.
They said America's not ready for this
outtake. This isn't a Dudley and Bob spent hours in the production room splicing together pieces of Star Trek tape bit or anything like that.
No,
this is an original episode, the lost episode.
Just compressed into 4 minutes.
This is when they landed on the gay planet, and everyone on the ship had suddenly become attracted to the same sex.
Ahead of their time.
What was the name of that planet?
The name of that planet was...
I thought maybe you...
It had a number, 69.
It was Ferrisphere, and it was near Uranus.
God.
Obvious. Blatantly. The show's just throw it out there. Just play the damn thing, Sonny Red. Star Trek, the last episode. You can give me a little time to think.
Space.
Fairy.
Final frontier.
Specimen gathering mission on planet Alpha 177.
Mr. Spock is much stronger than the ordinary human being. Aroused, his great physical strength could kill. But it's a risk I'll have to take.
Something bothering you, Mr. Spock?
May I say that I have not thoroughly enjoyed serving with humans. I find their illogic and foolish emotions a constant irritant.
Unlike you, we humans are full of unpredictable emotions.
Love. Tenderness.
Yes, yes.
If I seem insensitive to what you're going through, Captain, understand. It's the way I am.
Don't be afraid. Here's my hand. Hold on.
You are beautiful. More beautiful than any dream of beauty I've ever known.
What is your point, Mr. Spock?
I love you. I can love you.
Kiss me. You're out of your mind.
The prospect appeared quite attractive to you a moment ago.
You don't really want to hurt me, do you? Put that thing away.
No, I don't think so.
No! I can't.
It's painless and quick. Entry made by Second Officer Spock.
Possible we may have hit the wrong entry point.
Yes. Very well, Captain.
Try again.
If it pleases you.
What are you waiting for? Hurry!
If you'll excuse the intrusion, Captain.
Bury the hatchet.
An appropriate choice of terms, Captain.
Keep your fucking hands off. Just keep away, you green-blooded half-breed.
Scotty.
No, wait.
Are you all right, Captain?
All right. Just a little busy. I have to take it back. Inside myself. I can't survive without him. I don't want to take him back. He's like an animal. A thoughtless, brutal animal.
Let me get your hands.
This thing can go anywhere.
You've not yet explained the nature of this thing.
She's a projectile at 1-9.
Get below.
Take command.
Eyes up.
You're a beauty.
I won't fight you anymore.
I feel so weak. I'll be glad when this is over.
I am substantial. You are not imagining this.
Harder!
Keep coming.
What are we doing to each other?
Fascinating. The result of stress.
We've been under stress before.
This is impossible. I'm a Vulcan.
What do you expect from a simpering, devil-eared freak whose father was a computer and his mother an encyclopedia?
I'm behaving disgracefully. I had eaten animal flesh and I've enjoyed it.
Believe me, Mr. Spock. It was painful. In more ways than one.
I saw.
Captain's Law Supplement. I've seen a part of myself no man should ever see.
I don't know why I have not been infected.
Thank you, Mr. Spock. From both of us.